This fall, strict new federal requirements go into effect aimed at forcing schools and teachers to do a better job. Much of that responsibility will rest with the nearly 3 million members of the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union. And with the Supreme Court's approval of Cleveland's school voucher program, more states are expected to push for alternatives to public schools. Reg Weaver is a science teacher from suburban Chicago who next week takes over as the new president of the NEA. He says the union continues to oppose vouchers despite substantial support for them within the African American community.
Being an African American myself and a classroom teacher and a parent, I think I have a little experience in terms of what the issues are. And if you will look at the research, it's not necessarily because the schools are not performing as we would like for them to, but because of discipline problems, because of drugs, because of crime. And what I am saying is that I want all schools to be as good as our best school.
Unfortunately, that, though, hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't happened.
Why shouldn't there be an alternative?
But see, it hasn't happened because I think the voucher issue is a divisive issue. And it has a tendency to pit classes of people against other classes rather than saying it is all of our responsibility to educate all children to the best of our ability.
The National Education Association has received some criticism for a suggested lesson plan that it posted on its website. Some people say that a section urging teachers to discuss American intolerance towards minority groups suggests, this is the criticism, that the United States was somehow to blame for the September 11th terrorist attacks. Are you making that link?
What happened last year when 9/11 occurred, our organization received many, many phone calls in terms of what do we do? Well, we came up with a list of suggestions as to what might be done with classroom teachers, support personnel, administrators, and parents. And I have to tell you, there were so many people that called and said, thank you for providing that because we didn't know. And so we thought, with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up, people would want to have an idea of what do we do with our classrooms now? How should parents interact with their children? And that's all we were trying to do.
But intentional or no,
It was drawn out of context. Now, why is it that someone does not speak to the fact that it was pulled out of context?
You don't feel at all like maybe it was a misstep.
Anytime you help present something to help students and educators and parents, is that misstepping?
On another subject, the federal law insists that students meet certain test score standards.
They call it annual yearly progress.
And is it the case that the National Education Association doesn't equate high test scores with, say, high standards of teaching?
No, we have no problems with accountability. But when you're looking at test scores, there are all kinds of things that can be read into a test score. A test score is an output. But what people don't do is they don't focus on the inputs. I'm talking about funding. I'm talking about whether the school is safe and orderly. I'm talking about whether you have qualified staff. I'm talking about whether you have technology. The inputs help to determine the output.
Which brings us to another provision in the new law, which requires that most schools have a fully certified teacher in every classroom. And many states and school districts have struggled to do this. What's the solution, in your opinion?
The question is whether or not the funding is there. Many teachers and support staff are receiving a pay that you would not believe. At least 20 to 30% of people coming into the profession leave within the first 5 years. In our urban areas, 50% leave within the first 5 years. This information is out there. So why is it that we cannot make sure that these things are met? And that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we have teachers, support staff, administrators, parents walking through the same door with the same message to the people on the other side and let them know it is no longer acceptable to pit people against each other and leave children behind.
Reg Weaver, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Reg Weaver is the incoming president of the National Education Association.